Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Just as it is extremely important to make estate and transition plans for your farm operation after you retire or pass away, the documentation will ensure that your wishes are carried out. On today's program, Extension Ag Economist Jessica Groskopf details the documents you'll need for an estate plan.
So an estate plan, you absolutely need a will, a power of attorney for healthcare, and a healthcare directive or a living will. Those are the four documents. These documents are relatively easy to put together, and they can be updated as long as you are competent anytime prior to your death. I like to think of these as the safety net, right, of a more complicated plan. But the base there are these four documents. So let's go through what these documents do. So a will assigns someone called the personal representative, and what their job is to distribute your assets that pass through the will at your death. That's their job, is to make sure that this goes to this person. That's what a will does, okay? Now, not all assets will pass through a will, depending on how things are set up, but you absolutely need one, even if you have more complex estate planning tools like a trust, okay? Now, the next three documents, the power of attorney for healthcare, and the living will or healthcare directive, I often like to think of as the documents for your sunset years. But really, they're any time that you cannot make a decision for yourself. If you are incapacitated in some way, these documents will come into play. So a power of attorney assigns an agent. And in the first case, that power of attorney will carry out business on your behalf. Now, this can be very broad or it can be very narrow, but a power of attorney is important to carry on business while you are unable to make those decisions for yourself. A power of attorney for healthcare can only make decisions on your behalf when you are unable to make them for yourself and only for healthcare decisions. And finally, the living will or healthcare directive is the document that says what kind of care you want. Okay. Now, we have a few different people that we've named here. We have a personal representative in the will, we have an agent within our power of attorney for business, and we have an agent in our power of attorney for healthcare. Okay. These can be the same person. They do not have to be. The one thing I will say about that is it's somewhat easier if the personal representative and your business power of attorney are the same, because they are dealing with specifically the business until your death and then can carry on after your death, okay? However, they do not have to be. I do not like to see multiple people named to these positions. I think you need a primary person, and if you want to name like a backup, that's fine, but I don't want to see panels of people, right? So if you have multiple children, I don't want to see them be co-powers of attorney or co-personal representatives. I think it's important to name one and then have a backup on there.
For more information and guidance on estate and transition planning, go to UNL Center for Ag Profitability's website at cap.unl.edu. That's cap.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.